So now that we know how to create a variable and a super global, we can now talk about how to create a form inside our website and actually submit data that we can grab using PHP and do something with it. Using HTML forms together with PHP is something we do quite frequently with PHP, and it is one of the main things that we actually use PHP for when it comes to handling any sort of data inside a website. So if you don't know how to create a HTML form, I do have a very thorough HTML tutorial that does talk about how to create a HTML form that I will link in the description if you have the need for it. We have to remember that this is a PHP course, so talking about too much HTML and CSS, something that my subscribers actually told me not to do. So if you don't know how to create a HTML form and you want to know the specifics of creating a HTML form, then watch that tutorial inside the description. With that said, I do have a form inside my index.php file here. So as you can see, I have a very basic main tag that has a form inside of it. And inside this form, I just simply have an input for the first name. I have an input for the last name. And I do also have a select, which is a dropdown that allows for you to pick your favorite pet type. So just a basic form that allows for you to type some basic data inside the form and then submit it. And just because I know some people don't use labels inside their form, do make sure that you use labels whenever you create a form, since it allows for people with disabilities to better read your form. So this is an important thing. I do see some people use paragraph tags instead, which I've done too in the past, so I'm also at fault for doing that. But I'm also seeing people not use any tags whenever they create these labels for their form. So just make sure that you use a label element whenever you want to create a form tag. Again, this is not supposed to be an HTML tutorial, and now I'm sitting here teaching HTML. When it comes to a form, we have talked about inside my HTML course that we do have an action and a method attribute inside the form tag. And when it comes to these two different attributes here, these are the ones that we use in order to tell our PHP how we want to submit the data, and also where we want to submit the data to. So in this case here, you can see that I did actually tell it that I want to include my data and send it to a PHP file called formhandler.php, which is inside my includes folder. So as you can see inside my root directory, I do also have a includes folder that I just simply created by creating a new folder. And inside this formhandler.php, I have nothing inside of it. So right now we have a clean file. You could have called this anything you want. So formhandler, test.php, just something. It doesn't have to be form handler. It's just kind of to tell us what exactly this is. But in this case here, I do have this empty PHP file. So just to start with here, let's go ahead and open up our PHP tags. And just like we talked about in my syntax video, we do not want to include a closing tag because this particular file here is going to be a pure PHP file. And when you do that, it is best practice not to have a closing tag. So now going back to the index.php file, you can see that we have this post method that I set inside my form. Now we do have two different ways we can submit this data, either using a post or a get method. Now a get method is going to actually submit the data inside the URL so you can see it, whereas the post method is not going to show the data inside the browser. So the general rule of thumb here is that whenever you're submitting data and allowing the user to submit data, then you want to use a post method. And whenever you want to show something to the user inside a page, then you use a get method. So just kind of rule of thumb there, but you know, of course it's not going to be in 100% of cases, but in 98% of cases, that is going to be how you're going to do it. And just to kind of show it here, because I did talk about this in the last episode when we talked about super globals, if you want to submit a form and send the data to the same page that you're inside of, there is a way to do it, which is to go inside your action, open up the PHP tags like so, and then you just go in here and you do actually just include the server super global that we talked about. So we're going to echo out the server super global and target the PHP self. So this is one way to do it, just to mention it. But with that in mind, you do also need to do something else here. So don't just post this and use this, because this is actually prone to hacking, or XSS, which is called cross-site scripting. So therefore, you should not just post this just like it is right here. So for now, we're just going to go and send it to a separate document, which is how you do it pretty much most of the time. I do see a lot of people in my comments, they want to know how to send data to the same page as the form is on, which is of course, you know, in some cases you might find a use for it, but in most cases you will be submitting the data to another page. So in most cases, this is how you're going to do it. And now that I mentioned security here for a second, because I know some PHP people will maybe point this out, whenever you have any sort of include files that are just pure PHP files, you're supposed to have it inside a private directory inside your server. And that's not how we've done it right now. Everything is public at the moment. But we will talk more about security in a future episode. We'll be talking about private folders and public folders and where to include certain PHP files and where should your HTML files be. For now, we're practicing, right? We're practicing PHP. So this is how we're going to have the directory right now. Whee! So that was a lot of information that wasn't really supposed to be included inside this lesson here, but I thought it was important to talk about, so I just wanted to mention those things. So with that said, as we talked about, we have an action and a method. Now, when we send this data to the other page, we need to be able to grab it somehow, and that's something we need to talk about, because inside your HTML form, all your different data or inputs should have a name attribute, because this is the reference name that we're going to grab once we send the data to the next page. Whenever you grab the data using the name attribute, you're going to be grabbing whatever the user input. So right now, for example, inside a text field, whatever the user typed into the text field is what you're going to be grabbing once you reference to, for example, first name. But inside a select down here, if you have a drop down, the data that you're going to be selecting when you reference to, for example, in this case here, favorite pet, is going to be the data that is inside the value attribute. So again, just a little bit of HTML knowledge there for the non-HTML people who should know HTML by now. But let's go ahead and talk about how to actually grab this data inside our form handler.php file. So once I submit this form inside my website, which by the way looks something like this, if I fill in information, for example, Danny, causing, and then I choose a pet. So in this case here, I do actually have one of each of these types of pets. And I don't want to make any of them cry, so I'm just going to select none for now, because I'm a good dad. Once I submit this, it is going to send it to whatever I set inside the action attribute. So going back inside our document here, if I were to go inside the form handler, you can see we have nothing in here. Which means that if I were to actually submit this data inside the website, you can see that we just get a blank page and burning eyes warning here. A little bit late, but the warning came. So right now, nothing is happening. This is the exact same thing as just an empty page inside HTML or something like that. So what we can do is we can go back inside our code. And the first thing you want to do is you want to check if the user accessed this particular file in the proper way. Because it is possible to just go inside the URL inside your website and just go up here and type the address of that particular file that is inside the includes folder, which by the way is also why we have private and public folders inside our directory, which is something we'll talk about later, because those allow the user to not be able to access the private files just by going inside the URL. However, we always need to think in security. Whenever you do PHP, always think security. So the first thing we're going to talk about here is going to be how to let the user not access the code if they didn't access this file using the form that they had to submit. The way we're going to do that is using something called a condition, which again, we will have a more thorough tutorial on a little bit later, but essentially a condition looks like this. So we have a if statement that says if something is true, then run the code inside these curly brackets that we have here, which are these right here. So whatever condition you want to set inside this statement has to go inside the parentheses. So if, for example, true, then run this condition here, which will always be true because true is true, right? So what I can do is I can go inside of here and I can use one of the super globals that we talked about called server, which I did mention that we had to memorize because we would be using it in a upcoming lesson, which is going to be this one. So we have this super global here. And what I want to check for is a request method. So request underscore method. Now, just to kind of show you here, because if I were to take this server super global, and let's comment this out for now, and go up here and use a method called var dump. Actually, this is a built-in function, but if I were to use var underscore dump, which would actually output some data about this particular super global inside the browser. So if I were to do this just to see whatever this is outputting, I can go back inside the browser, refresh it, and then you can see we get string 3, get, which we're not supposed to be getting. Oh, I forgot to set this one back to post. So let's go and do that for a second inside the form. So go back inside the website, refresh it again, and now I can see we get, well, we actually have to resubmit it. So we go back again, resubmit, and now we get post. So this basically tells us that we access this particular page using a post method, which means that we can go back inside our code and say, okay, so if the user we can just comment this var dump out because we don't need it anymore. If this user accessed this page using a request method that is equal to post, then we allow for the code to be run inside these curly brackets here. And this brings me to a good point, because some people, including myself in the past, by the way, have been doing this in a different way. So instead of checking for a post method, we would actually go in and instead check for a isSet function, which basically goes in and checks if something has been set currently. So if we were to go back inside my form and inside my button down here, I could actually add a name attribute and set this name to submit, which means that now if I were to submit this form, I also submit a post super global that has submit inside of it. So I could go back in here and check for a post super global post, and then we can check for brackets, go in here and check for a submit. So this is also a way to do it, but it's not considered to be the best way to do things. So you should be using this method down here to do it. So every single time you submit data to another page, you want to run this condition because that has to be checked for every single time. Then once you've done that, you go inside the condition here, and then you want to grab the data. And we can do that the same way that I just showed using the other if statement. So that is by using a post super global. So we can create a variable, which we talked about is kind of like a container, and we can name it something like first name. And I want to set it equal to some sort of data. Now, in this case here, I want to grab a post super global, which is the data that we sent to this page here. And I can grab it by referencing to the name attribute inside the form. So if I go back to the form, I can actually go and delete this name attribute down here because we don't actually need it. And I can grab the first piece of data, and this one has been set to first name. So if I copy that, go back inside my PHP, and paste that in, now I'm grabbing the data from the form. However, we're not actually doing this in a very secure way. We did talk about cross-site scripting. So if we were to go back inside my form here, just go back again. If I were to go inside this form, you can actually write code into this form here, and that is going to allow for users to hack your website or do certain things to your database that might destroy it, inject JavaScript into your website, which is not a good thing. So you want to make sure that you sanitize your data every single time. The rule of thumb here, never trust data that is submitted by a user, which means that you always need to sanitize data that the user was able to submit. So we go back inside our code here. And what you want to do is you want to use a built-in function inside PHP, which is called HTML special characters. So what I can do is I can say HTML special characters. And what you want to do is you want to grab the data, so the post method here, and you want to put it inside the parentheses of this particular built-in function. And now there's a couple of parameters you could put behind this particular function here, but for now this is pretty okay, so we're not going to do anything else. What this function does is that it takes your data and it converts it into HTML entities, which means that we can no longer inject code inside the fields that we posted inside our form. Those are going to get sanitized, so we don't see it as code, but we just see it as HTML entities, which means it's not going to be picked up as code. A good example of this, just to kind of demonstrate it, if it were to go inside my index file, I can go right above my form and I can create a HTML ampersand. So if I were to write this HTML entity and save it and go inside my browser, you can see it's going to be picked up as a ampersand because that is the HTML entity for a ampersand, which means that if I were to actually go inside my form and write a ampersand because it might be part of some code that I'm maliciously trying to inject into this website here to break it, then it's not going to be seen as this symbol up here, but instead it's going to be seen as this right here, which is definitely not some sort of JavaScript code. So just to kind of talk a bit about what exactly that function does, you know, that's what it does. So you want to make sure you use this particular function every single time you grab data from a user to make sure they don't inject any sort of malicious code into your website. So we do have two more pieces of data. So I want to just copy this down and I want to change the next one to last name. And then I want to make sure that we go inside the post method and we go back and check, what is this one called? It is called last name. So we can go back inside here and copy that in. The next one I can call pets or something. And then we go back, we check, what did I call this one? I called it favorite pet. So I can post that in here. And it is important to keep in mind here that the naming of the variables doesn't matter. You could call this one test, but it wouldn't be very descriptive. So we have to make sure whenever we create a variable that we know what it does by describing what exactly it does. So this one would be the first name, this would be the last name, and this would be whatever pets I submitted. So this should technically probably be a little bit more descriptive. Favorite pet, like so. Now, with that said, I do also just want to mention this. We do also have another function. So right now you can see we have HTML special characters, but we do also have one called HTML entities, which almost does the same thing as HTML special characters, but instead of just taking special characters and converting into a HTML entity, HTML entities takes all applicable characters that you could use, for example, any sort of other non-code characters, and it converts that into HTML entities as well. But again, in most cases, we do just use HTML special characters. So just keep that in mind for now that we do have this one. And I will, of course, leave documentation to that particular function if you want to check it out inside the description, but just know that we will be using HTML special characters in most cases. Now that we have the data, we can start doing something to it. So I could go down here and just do some sort of code. So I could say I want to echo out a string, and I want to echo out these are the data that the user submitted. And then I can go down below, and I could also echo out a break just to get a HTML break so we can actually jump down to the next line. We could also have written a PHP new line, which would have been something like this, but let's just go ahead and do a break. So what I'll do here, so I'll jump down to the next line, and I want to echo out a piece of data. So in this case here, I want to grab my first name, and I want to echo that one out. Then I'm going to be copying these two lines and paste it below. Last name, and then we want to write our favorite pet. So just like so, we can copy paste the favorite pet. And with that, we can now go back inside the browser and refresh the page just to reset everything and then type something else in. So I could, for example, say Danny crossing. And then we could choose a pet. Let's just go and choose a dog in this case here, because Bess is sitting right there. I don't know if you can see him, but he is just kind of sitting here at the back. He's a bit tired. But I could choose dog and submit this one. And then you can see these are the data that the user submitted. Danny crossing dog. So now we grab the data and we could actually echo it out inside the page just to kind of show what data we grab from inside the form. Now, of course, in most cases, you would not just be echoing out data, but instead you would be going in here and actually doing something with the data. So for example, inserting it inside a database or run a certain function inside your website to do something with the data. But just to kind of show that this is where you would actually start doing things with the data. So what you could also do is, so we don't get stuck inside this page, because this is just meant for a page where we run PHP code that the user is not supposed to have anything to do with. This page is only for us as a developer. So what I'll do is I'll send the user back to our front page using a header function. So I can go in here and say we want to set a location, colon, and then we want to set the location that we want to send the user to. So in this case, we want to go back one directory. So I'm going to say ../. And then I want to go inside index.php. So with this header function here, we now run the code. And once we get down to the last bit of code, we now send the user back to the front page. So if we were to do that, go back inside the website. Let's just go ahead and refresh it here. If I were to submit this data, you can now see that, oh, we end back inside the front page because we just ran the code inside the other page and then we get sent back again to the front page. Which, by the way, brings me to just another little security thing. If I were to go back in here, we can also run a else statement, which basically means that if this condition turns out to be false, then instead of just getting stuck inside this page here, I want to send the user back to our front page. So if the user got in here in some sort of weird way by not actually posting the form, but they just went inside the URL and typed in the address for this page here, then they still get sent back to the front page because they accessed this page illegitimately. So including this down here just as a failsafe is just kind of like a good thing to do. With that said, I do want to address one more thing that I often get comments about, and I just want to just say this once and for all. Whenever you create any sort of error handlers inside this script here that you created yourself, for example, if I were to go down here and let's say I want to check if any of these has been left empty when the user submitted the form. So they went inside the website and they did not fill in the first name, they did not fill in the last name, and then they submitted it. Then what should happen? Well, of course, we don't want the user to be able to submit the form, right? Because there's no data to submit, but we do want to require that they submit all the data. And one way you can do that is going inside your PHP code. So I can create another condition. So I can say we have a if statement. And inside this if statement, I want to check for a method called empty. So basically this one checks if a variable right now contains no data inside of it. So if it's empty, essentially. So I can take the first name and I can put it inside here. And if this one returns true, it means that there's no data inside the variable, which means the user did not submit a first name. So what I could do is I go in here and I could say I want to exit the script because I don't want the rest of the script to run. I just want everything to stop right here. And then I might want to send the user back to the front page. So again, we copy this header and we send the user back to the front page, maybe with an error message or something. So what people tell me is, Daniel, you silly little man, you can just go inside your HTML form, go inside the attribute, for example, inside this first input here, and you can write required. If you do that, then the user cannot submit this form, right? I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to gloat about this because people, they keep telling me inside the comment section. Even though we have this required attribute, you can still submit the form. It is very important for me to point out that any sort of front end, whether it being HTML, CSS, or JavaScript, is not going to be good security. Let me demonstrate for you. If I were to go inside my form handler.php, and just for now, so we don't accidentally exit anything or something like that, and I'm just going to go ahead and delete all these header functions here because I want to stay inside this page if something happens. So let's just go and delete everything here. So we stay inside this page and echo out all the data once we submit the form. So if I were to go inside my website and I refresh the browser, right now we have a required attribute inside this form here. So if I were to try and submit this without typing anything inside this first one, I'm going to get this little error message here. So it says, please fill out this form. Right? So we can't possibly submit this right now because it's telling me when I click it that I need to fill out the form. However, if you know a little bit about browsers, you know that we do also have a dev tool built into every single browser, at least every single modern browser. So what I can do is I can right click and I can inspect anything inside this website here. So when I do that, we get this little dev tool that opens up at the bottom here. Now let me just go and zoom in so you can actually see what is going on here. So right now, if I duck this one over on the right side so you can actually see, you'll notice that inside this dev tool, we can see everything about the front end of our website, which means that we cannot see any sort of PHP, but we can see every single HTML, CSS, and JavaScript inside this web page here, which means that we can actually change it. I can go inside my input, and as you can see, it says required, so I can just go ahead and delete that one. And if I do that, and now go back inside the website, so I can close this down, I can now submit the form, even though I did not input anything inside the first input. So it's very important that you know that any sort of front end, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, or at least as long as it's not back-end JavaScript, like for example, Node.js or something, but any sort of front-end JavaScript is not going to be any sort of security. So always use server-side security when it comes to security inside your website. And a really good server-side language to protect your website with is, of course, PHP, because it runs on the server. So any sort of time you do anything with PHP inside your website or handle any sort of data from the user inside your website, you should always sanitize and run error handlers using PHP in order to check for any sort of thing that the user might do in order to try and hurt your website. So that's very important. So with all that said, this is the basics when it comes to submitting data using a HTML form and then doing something with the data using PHP. So hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I'll see you guys in the next one.